This photo was weird because I shot it with my D200 and I rarely use that camera anymore. Not because it's a bad camera, but because it's got this weird quirk where on every third or fourth picture, roughly, the aperture does not properly close down on the lens. And so if you're shooting at f4, you'll get a couple properly exposed photos, and then you'll get one or two where it's way overexposed because the lens was stuck at f1.8 or stuck at wide open. So I don't usually shoot with it for that reason, but I happen to have it on this day, and I took it out just to try it and see what would happen. It kind of dusted the thing off, and it was kind of fun. I really like the way that camera's built. I like the controls. I like how it feels solid in my hands. I just don't like that I can't rely on it more than about 70% of the time. However, on this day, the reason I took it out was because it was kind of overcast. I knew that I could shoot wide open and not have photos that were so blown out because of the abundance of daylight. It was kind of a rainy, overcast day. So I was walking around Theta Pond, and if you have been on OSU campus, you know that this is, you know where Theta Pond is. And if you're looking at this picture, Theta Pond is just to the right of me as I'm taking this picture. And I like how this path was kind of going off into the north, and there's these trees on the top and the leaves on the ground, and it was kind of this cool, calm atmosphere. And I thought, I really want to get a picture of that. But a couple problems presented themselves, the first of which is I couldn't rely on my camera to stop down the aperture, so I shot at f1.8, which means every photo is going to turn out fine, or at least properly exposed. But I also didn't have live view on my camera, and I had to get my camera really close to the ground. And it's weird, when you don't even have live view as an option, you have to find some creative way of getting around that. And I kind of fudged a little bit. I focused on the stone outcroppings and then put my camera on the ground or on this tiny little ledge and took a few pictures, knowing that I really couldn't see what I was taking a picture of. So I just took several pictures and hoped one of them would turn out. And this one did. I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. It would have been nice to have the flip out screen / live view of my D750, but I wouldn't have gotten exactly this shot. I would have gotten a little different shot. And I wouldn't have had that experience either. So there's something about shooting with old gear, even broken gear, that I find kind of endearing. I wouldn't do it for actual paid photography or anything like that, but it's kind of fun to play around with stuff like that from time to time. And even on gear that you think is long past its prime, you can really get some good results from.